Receptionists are often on the front lines when it comes to dealing with social engineers. Yet they are rarely given enough security training to recognize and stop an invader. Institute these policies to help your receptionist better protect your company and its data. 1. Internal Directory. Policy. Disclosure of information in the internal company directory should be limited to persons employed by the company. Explanation. All employee titles, names, telephone numbers, and addresses contained within the company directory should be considered internal information and should only be disclosed in accordance with the policy related to data classification and internal information. Additionally, any calling party must have the name or extension of the party they are trying to contact. Although the receptionist can put a call through to an individual when a caller does not know the extension, telling the caller the extension number should be prohibited. For those curious folks who follow by example, you can experience this procedure by calling any U.S. government agency and asking the operator to provide an extension. 2. Telephone numbers for specific departments, groups. Policy. Employees shall not provide direct telephone numbers for the company help desk, telecommunications department, computer operations, or system administrator personnel without verifying that the requester has a legitimate need to contact these groups. The receptionist, when transferring a call to these groups, must announce the caller's name. Explanation. Although some organizations may find this policy overly restrictive, this rule makes it more difficult for a social engineer to masquerade as an employee by deceiving other employees into transferring the call from their extension, which in some phone systems causes the call to appear to originate from within the company, or demonstrating knowledge of these extensions to the victim in order to create a sense of authenticity. 3. Relaying information. Policy. Telephone operators and receptionists should not take messages or relay information on behalf of any party not personally known to be an active employee. Explanation. Social engineers are adept at deceiving employees into inadvertently vouching for their identity. One social engineering trick is to obtain the telephone number of the receptionist and, on a pretext, ask the receptionist to take any messages that may come for him. Then, during a call to the victim, the attacker pretends to be an employee, asks for some sensitive information or to perform a task, and gives the main switchboard number as a callback number. The attacker later calls back to the receptionist and is given any message left for him by the unsuspecting victim. 4. Items left for pickup. Policy. Before releasing any item to a messenger or other unverified person, the receptionist or security guard must obtain picture identification and enter the identification information into the pickup log as required by approved procedures. Explanation. One social engineering tactic is to deceive an employee into releasing sensitive materials to another supposedly authorized employee by dropping off such materials at the receptionist or lobby desk for pickup. Naturally, the receptionist or security guard assumes the package is authorized for release. The social engineer either shows up himself or has a messenger service pick up the package. Policies for the Incident Reporting Group. Every company should set up a centralized group that should be notified when any form of attack on corporate security is identified. What follows are some guidelines for setting up and structuring the activities of this group. 1. Incident Reporting Group. Policy. An individual or group must be designated, and employees should be instructed to report security incidents to them. All employees should be provided with the contact information for the group. Explanation. Employees must understand how to identify a security threat and be trained to report any threat to a specific incident reporting group. It is also important that an organization establish specific procedures and authority for such a group to act when a threat is reported. 2. Attacks in progress. Policy. Whenever the incident reporting group has received reports of an ongoing social engineering attack, they shall immediately initiate procedures for alerting all employees assigned to the targeted groups. Explanation. The incident reporting group, or responsible manager, should also make a determination about whether to send a company-wide alert. Once the responsible person or group has a good faith belief that an attack may be in progress, mitigation of damage must be made a priority by notifying company personnel to be on their guard.
This has been an Audible Inc. production of The Art of Deception, Controlling the Human Element of Security, by Kevin D. Mitnick. Narrated by Nick Sullivan. Executive Producer, Jen Basick. Producer, Mike Charzik. Production Coordinator, Kat Lambrix. Directed and engineered by Josh Bartsch. Edited by Gary Solomon. Music by Michael Whalen. Copyright 2002 by Kevin D. Mitnick. Production copyright 2009 by Audible Inc.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.